Welcome to Aging Forward with Jack Elliott. Today, we're going to talk about the music in your life and how music may be the only medicine that you need. So stay tuned and I'll be right with you after this message. You know, music surrounds us all the time, but we're not always conscious of what that music is representing. So today, I want to offer a couple of ideas for you. And I also want to talk about why this program exists. I want you to think of this as your daily phone call to a good friend, someone that knows you, someone that you look forward to hearing from them from time to time. So we keep these programs short just so that you can use it as your morning motivation to maybe be a part of your spiritual practice as you get ready for your day, or maybe you want to play it in the car as you're commuting to work to kind of give you that little energy boost that you want to start your day. Or maybe you just wind down in the evening after a long day and listen to this podcast to kind of connect to the vibration of aging forward with grace and ease. So today we're talking about music. And oftentimes when somebody calls me and they're a little bit blue, they're a little bit down and out, and oh, they just kind of like want to be in it, I'll say to them, go to your music library and find the saddest song you can possibly think of and put it on and get into it. Just absolutely sing along, get into the misery that the song talks about, and just have the full experience of it. You know, it's kind of like a healing balm. You may only listen to that song once or twice, and you're tired of being depressed. You're tired of no longer wanting to have that experience. So I offer that to you as an idea, but here's the other thing I want you to think about. We often talk about tuning in to the frequency of our life. If you could imagine that radio dial and all the different stations that are playing, you actually tune in to the vibration, to the channel that you want to surround you. So if you can do that, you can do the same thing with music. So you can put on a song that is going to lift your spirits. You can put on something that will lift you up to make you have a productive day. Or maybe you're having a melancholy moment about someone who's no longer with us and you want to feel into the energy of that relationship. You want to feel into the energy of that friendship or that spouse that is no longer with us. And so you put on your song, the song that always played when you were together. And you allow yourself to reminisce in the memory of the gifts of that relationship. That's how we use music. If you've ever had the opportunity to be in what is known as a prayer chamber, you may get the idea of what I'm talking about. Imagine yourself standing in the middle of a circle with a half a dozen to 20 people surrounding you in a circle. They all have their hands stretched out, facing to you, palms up. And they're praying. They're praying for you. They're offering good thoughts for your health and well-being. They're affirming your prosperity. They are affirming your goodwill. They're affirming that job interview goes well. But if you can imagine standing in that circle and receiving those gifts, if all those people around you are lifting you up, you soon realize that even though they're all speaking out loud at the same time, you no longer actually hear what any individual is saying. But what you are tuned into is the vibration of the goodwill that all of them are offering you. That vibration is what lifts you up, tapping into that frequency of that love and support is what makes you feel better. It's what makes you feel nourished. It's what makes you feel good. So what I want to invite you to think about doing today is using music in the same way. Tap into the vibration of the music that is surrounding you. Be conscious of what station you're listening to. If you're listening to a song that is the "he did me wrong" or "she did me wrong" or "oh, how awful the world is," you're going to take that vibration into your being and you're going to see examples throughout the day of where you're being shortchanged, when life is not treating you fair. Well, you have that opportunity to feel less than. So who would choose that? Let's choose something better. Let's choose music that consciously, intentionally lifts us up. You know, every music library, every podcast, every mechanism for listening to music has a pause and a fast forward button. So if the wrong song comes on, hit that fast forward. Move on to the next song. Don't tap into a frequency that will not serve you. Tap into the frequency of love. If you do that, music may be the only medicine you need. So go out, choose the music that is going to surround you today. Allow it to lift you up. This is how you age forward with grace and ease. I'll be right back with more information after this message. You know, I was just checking out my affirmation for today in the Science of Mind magazine, A Guide for Spiritual Living. Today's affirmation says, "There is a place within me where peace and love reign supreme. I go there often, and I know peace begins in my heart first." It's just a little something to lift you up. If you're looking for that little something to lift you up on a daily basis, I suggest that you go to the Guide for Spiritual Living from the Science of Mind. You know, this guide is available to you as a magazine or online. So if you'd like to know more about it, call 1-800-247-6463, or you can go to their website, thescienceofmind.com, to subscribe. But again, I invite you to check out the Guide for Spiritual Living from the Science of Mind. I use it every morning as a part of my spiritual practice. I invite you to do the same. You know, I'm often asked why elder pride exists. It is intentional on my part for building community. You know, Reverend David Orr says that our true destiny is a world built from the bottom up by competent citizens living in solid communities, engaged in and by their places, which means that they live there intentionally. They surround themselves with like-minded people. So Elder Pride is a community of senior LGBTQ citizens who are spiritually connected. Now, when I say spiritually connected, I am not inviting you to adopt any religious practice. I want you to take what it is that works for you, whatever faith you might have, whatever religious tradition you might embrace. Let our work here complement that. We are here to build community, to really engage people that are 60 and above to age forward with grace and ease. Together, we can do this. You know, so man's destiny is divine and sure. Creation is complete and perfect, just as we create it. So if you can imagine being a part of such a community, I invite you to join us at elderprideforme.org to learn more about this organization. I also invite you to share this podcast with any friend that you might have that's 60 above, that identifies as being a part of the LGBTQ community, and is spiritually engaged in their life. We want to play together. We want to grow together. We want to make this time the best time of our life. So let's do this together. Let's age forward with grace and ease. I hope you have February 13th through February 16th, 2020, saved on your calendar. Why? That is going to be our premier conference and retreat in the San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland specifically, known as Elder Pride 2020. We are putting together some of the best authors, some of the best guest speakers, some of the best musicians, because our ministry is all about music. We allow music to be the gateway to all that we do in our life. And we set music to intentionally serve our life, as you learned from today's program. So when you join us for Elder Pride 2020, know that you're going to be inspired and you're going to hear great music. You're going to be lifted up and you're going to hear great music. And you're going to be supported in making this the best time of your life. And you're going to hear great music. So save the date, February 13th through February 16th, 2020, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Look for those cheap flights right now. Book it. You know that you'll want to be there. Go to elderprideforme.org to find more information and to make your reservation to join us for Elder Pride 2020. See you there. Looking forward to it. I am in such gratitude for those of you that have made a donation to this ministry. I say ministry because Elder Pride is a focused ministry of the Centers for Spiritual Living. If you want to know more about the Centers for Spiritual Living, visit their website at csl.org. But in the meantime, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to those of you that have gone to our website, elderprideforme.org, and made a donation to help us continue the work that we are here to do. All that we do comes from you, from your gifts. So if you've given already, thank you. If you're thinking about giving, now's the time. We really count on it. I appreciate you, and I'm in gratitude for you. Thank you for listening to today's program. We have one last segment. I hope you won't miss it.